Give me a sense of what the rally was like.
I will. And at the outset, though, I should give credit to the West Bank Lions. I had suggested in one of my newspaper columns that if anyone was interested in meeting to remember Stu and raise awareness to the state of the law in British Columbia, that they let me know. And the West Bank Lions took on that challenge, and that's what led to this rally. The rally was at the site where Stu was killed on the 21st of July. The same signs of volunteers on road were in place, and the yellow jackets that the volunteers wore that day were handed out, and many of the people in the group wore those vests at that time as well. There was a prayer that was said. The West Bank member of the West Bank Lions Club said some things about Stu, and then I spoke for a bit about the state of driving responsibility in this province and the law, wrongful death law.
Now, we should also clarify that you are not representing the Tunningley family. Why is that?
Well, expertise, my practice is in personal injury. I haven't practiced wrongful death. Ms. Tunningley has not contacted me. I'm in the media by way of my weekly newspaper column, and that involves me in these types of things. I'm not looking to secure her business.
No, but there was something about the story that really spoke to you. What was that?
Well, the law in British Columbia is such that when there's a wrongful death, wrongful injury or death, and that might be what, by way of a car crash, a medical negligence, heck, a wayward bullet in a shooting, the law provides for compensation for the value of the loss that has been suffered. If there's an injury, there's compensation for the non-financial loss, for the pain and suffering for being injured, as well as the financial losses, and also an avenue for the court to award punitive damages if the conduct leading to the injury was heinous enough that would warrant it. In death in British Columbia, the only losses that are given value are the financial losses. There is zero pain and suffering compensation to a grieving parent, for example. There's no compensation for what may be severe pain in the time before death, and there's no avenue for punitive damages. Essentially, the life itself in British Columbia under our civil legal system is valueless. And so in the case of a senior like Stu Tunningley, there has been tremendous loss to his family, to his church, who he served tremendously, to the community he served, particularly on this day, picking up garbage to make the community better. But those losses under a current law have no value at all. It's cheaper in this province to kill someone than to injure them.
And that's primarily because Stu is retired, and so there's no loss of income to his family.
That's correct. And the same thing would be, and I gave this example yesterday, out on the site of his death, if my five-year-old son, Caden, had been accompanying him, and he had been killed at the same time. In fact, that would be a financial, as sick as this seems, a financial benefit to me, because children are expensive to raise. There's no financial loss, and so there would be absolutely no claim related to my son's death if he was in exactly the same situation.
So you're telling me that the same would be if the person who was killed on the side of the road was a child who, of course, didn't have a job.
Correct.
There would again be no value.
There's no value to that life. That's correct.
That's pretty surprising, I got to tell you. You know, the other thing that comes into play here is that he was volunteering, not working, and that makes a difference too, doesn't it?
Well, it makes a difference. I suppose if you had been totally aside from the financial compensation aspect of it to his family, had he been working and therefore WCB applied, there would be some benefits through the workers' compensation system, of which I'm somewhat unaware. But yes, there would be some avenue there. But here we have a fellow who gave himself so much to his community and such a tremendous loss to many. But the value of that loss under our law is zero.
And this law has been around for over 150 years. Do you think it will ever change?
Well, the way things change in our system is that there needs to be a political will. And where does political will come? It comes from awareness. It comes from grassroots driving forward to raise awareness of the problem so that our politicians will do something to change it. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to voice these issues, which will assist, hopefully, in driving that interest.
Well, we thank you for sharing the information. Have yourself a great day.
And you. Thank you very much.